Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Democratic race for the U.S. Senate in Texas has taken a big-time turn this morning. Former Congressman Colin Allred is dropping out of the Senate race to run for Congress.
Colin Allred, a former congressman, will now be running for the 33rd Congressional District seat, which has been redrawn, now contains much of the area he represented when he was in Congress. That seat's currently held by Mark Vesey of Fort Worth, who likely now runs for Jasmine Crockett's Congressional seat 30, with Crockett expected this afternoon to announce her Senate bid. SMU political scientist Cal Gilson says this all is making for interesting times for Democrats.
The redrawing of congressional district boundaries that the Republicans did this summer and that has now been approved by the Supreme Court will lead to a feeding frenzy among the Democrats in which some of them will be devoured.
From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The sports world is reacting to the news that former Dallas Stars and Texas Ranger owner Tom Hicks has died. Was 79.
Longtime friend and peer in the Dallas business community, Richard Fisher says Hicks was a legend in finance. Dallas Cowboys owner, president, and general manager Jerry Jones saying Tom was a champion for sports. They had the same vision for Arlington, to make it a destination where fans could feel the heartbeat of the team and the community together. Hicks is survived by his wife of 35 years, Cinda Cree Hicks, 6 children and 14 grandchildren. From the 24-hour news center, Campbell Reed, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Family and friends plan to intensify the search for the missing SMU professor Charles Hoosh.
The family started a website, bringcharleshome.com. It provides both daily search updates and hushing ads, answers to the most common question, how can I help?
This weekend, you can.
A major search is set for Saturday and Sunday, organizers aiming for more than 100 professional search and rescue to join the effort. Julia says she has no choice but to be hopeful amid the outpouring of support from people who know her dad, both in Texas and Georgia, and the prayers that he is found soon.
I recognize that statistically, there is a low possibility of finding him alive and well, but it's not impossible, and so we're going to keep looking.
That's NBC5's David Goins reporting. And Christmas is a little more than 2 weeks away, and Texans already getting into the spirit.
If you have not bought your Christmas tree yet, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller wants you to get one from Texas. He says there's a growing number of cut-your-own farms to support.
In 7 years, we've gone from like 125 growers to, you know, over 250.
He says more state land is being dedicated to real homegrown Christmas trees than in decades. And when you buy local, he says it will make your house smell even better. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And in this morning, we had one name added to the ballot, or we're about to anyway, and then another subtracted. On the day, the Dallas area Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is set to announce a run for the U.S. Senate in Texas, one of the very first candidates to announce in that race. Former Congressman Colin Allred of Dallas announces he's pulling out. You need a scorecard to keep up with this. But we've got something even better. That is SMU political science professor Cal Gilson, who is with us live right now on KRLD. Let's start with Jasmine Crockett. Any surprise to you that she is running?
Yeah, there is some surprise that she's running. She has been in Congress for a couple of terms. She's become very visible, particularly with hard-hitting punch-counter-punch exchanges with Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and others. She has an internet following. But I thought that her House seat was very safe. She could have held it as long as she wanted. I think a run for the Senate is a low probability event, so I am surprised.
And that's the thing that I was going to ask is she seems to be a little polarizing. Does she have any chance of winning a statewide often?
Well, you wouldn't think so. You know, in the Ted Cruz race 4 years ago that Colin Allred did make for the United States Senate, he was a sort of not low energy candidate, but he just didn't match what Beto O'Rourke had done in 2018 or Jasmine Crockett is likely to do in this race. And he lost by 8.5%. So no Democrat has won a statewide race in Texas since the late 1990s. And whether Jasmine Crockett is going to be competitive outside the Democratic primary among independents and conservative Texans, I think, is very much an open question.
You know, that is that's a great description of Colin Allred. I mean, I've met him. I've interviewed him several times. He's a nice guy, but low energy.
You're absolutely right about that.
He's not Beto. He's not Jasmine Crockett. And frankly, James Tallarico in this race, too.
Yeah, right. Tallarico is an interesting one to look at. He's a member of the Texas House from Austin. He's a progressive, a liberal, but he's training for the Presbyterian ministry. So he has deep religious convictions that he talks about regularly as part of his political purpose. And so it'll be interesting to see how religion from the left works in Texas statewide politics. He, again, is young, good-looking, articulate guy. You know, he's not as polarizing as Jasmine Crockett by any means, but we'll just see whether he can get the lift and elevation to his name recognition that Crockett already has.
Is there somebody the Democrats would like to face more than the other? Was it Ken Paxton or John Cornyn?
Yeah, it's certainly Ken Paxton. John Cornyn, you know, is in his 70s. He's been in his role as the senator from Texas for a couple of decades, and independents like him. He's not an off-putting guy, as some people take Ted Cruz to be, for example. So he would cruise in a Senate race in Texas if he made it to the general election. Ken Paxton, having been impeached and facing charges in federal and state level that he's generally been able to dodge, is thought to be much more vulnerable. Currently, he's involved in divorce proceedings. So Democrats would love to face him. And Wesley Hunt, Black congressman, Republican from Houston, is a third person in that race. So they're likely to go to a runoff because although Hunt will run third, he's got about 20% support in the polling. And the Democrats are not likely to have a runoff unless a third person gets in this Senate race that has some stature like Crockett and Tallarico do.
And even if, you know, the Democrats don't have a chance come November, who do you see emerging after the primary? Is Jasmine Crockett, does she really have a chance to at least get the nomination?
Well, right now, that's the way it looks, because Jasmine Crockett is better known than Tallarico. Tallarico has some strengths. He's very young and he's very articulate. He's got a social media following, and I'm sort of intrigued by his religious convictions and how those work in Texas. So we'll see what happens. Right now, it's Crockett in the lead, but Tallarico has some potentially untapped strengths as a candidate for a race in Texas.
It'll be very interesting to see. Cal, listen, thank you so much. We always appreciate the time. That is SMU political science professor Cal Gilson with us here on KRLD. The unions don't like it either. The Directors Guild came out against it. So did the Writers Guild and even the Teamsters. And now this whole thing gets even more complicated. Let's bring in our business analyst, David Johnson, to talk about this. David, Good morning, hostile takeover.
Yeah,
that's
I love those words.
Yeah.
Don't you love hostile? I mean, that's like an annuity for me. You know?
Yeah, hey, love it.
It means I got stories for another 18 months probably on this thing. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the unions and all those guys are going to like it any better if Paramount wins. But this is, you know, this is an example of hell hath no fury like a billionaire scorned. I think. Is that the way you said it?
Close like that.
The billionaire David Ellison, in this, David yes. Ellison. Yeah. David Ellison's the son of Larry Ellison, the multi-billionaire, and he's head of this Paramount Skydance. And he has just made his, I think, sixth bid to take over Warner Brothers Discovery, which at one point was a company that nobody wanted, including Dallas-based AT&T, which spun it off.
Is this... would Warner Brothers, would they have a preference, Netflix or Paramount? Do they? I mean, I know Paramount's offering more, but it's all cash.
Go with the money.
Well, I think they just expressed their preference the other day when they took the offer from Netflix. The Netflix deal is not. Now, this is all cash. This is the latest one from Ellison. Paramount is bidding $30 all cash. One of the little sweeteners I think that Warner Brothers liked is not only is it cash, but you get some Netflix stock.
Well, yeah.
That's been a pretty good stock
lately
for the last several years. So this is really intriguing. But this is, I'm telling you guys, trying to find where a movie or a series or a football game or a basketball game.
Oh, it's impossible.
It is. Yeah, it's like a treasure hunt. And it's going to get worse. I'm just looking right now at Versant's display. Versant's projection for the shareholders. You guys know Versant?
No.
You will. Versant is the new name, the new dumb name for what used to be MSNBC, which is now MS Now, which will also own CNBC and the Golf Channel and Oxygen and Fandango and WNBA.
Spell that for us, would you? Versant? How do you spell that?
I don't know. It's a made-up word. Okay, you know, I mean, you can spell it any way you want to. But it's just, you know, it's just the state of media right now. And it is unsettled. It was supposed to be easy, you know, when everybody got everybody cord cutting and, you know, this way you could buy whatever you want to. And now we've got all these packages.
David, as long as we've got you, real quick, I wanted to get your reaction to the death. We learned the death of Tom Hicks this weekend, 79 years old.
And he was a good friend of ours. I mean, you and I used to spend a lot of time with him every year. You know, we'd kick off the baseball season. He was always accommodative and spent time with us.
Opening day every year, you and I would tag team him out there at the ballpark.
Every year,
it was great.
And I don't know how many side conversations we had over the years, but probably on air, radio and television, probably 50 times. But he was always doing something interesting. I mean, he and Bobby Haas, who also passed away several years ago, bought Dr. Pepper and 7-Up and put it together. And that was the original thing they did. But I used to love to gig Hicks because he had all these obscure, I mean, he had a lot of big companies. But he owned Vlasic Pickles at one time.
Really?
I remember with a straight face talking to him one time. We were on the air, and I said, "Jiffy Pop? You really just bought Jiffy Pop?"
Yes, I did.
But also, you know, he was the one that had the idea for what is now Arlington and Texas Live. I mean, that was his idea.
Yeah.
Is to buy all that property and develop
it. To build up around what was the ballpark. Buildings. Yeah.
But also, he was putting together a sports network. The reason he bought, if you remember, the Stars and the Rangers and also Mahion Mesquite Rodeo.
Oh, okay.
But he was putting together a sports television network.
Well.
And Fox Southwest came along and offered him so much money, it was just ridiculous. And he said, "You got it."
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember, Tom Hicks was also the guy who signed A-Rod to that
10-year
$250 million deal back in 2000.
Boy, he had to get some butts in the seats, he said.
Yeah, hard.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.